Baylor University teams up with Anti-Gun Organization for Children's Literacy Program. By Tom Sikata on July 26, 2019. Christian institution Baylor University has formed an unusual alliance to run a literacy program for children with a social justice organization that wants to strip away gun rights in America. According to a report by the College Fix, Baylor University in Waco, Texas, has embraced a leftist activist group called the Children's Defense Fund, which seeks, in part, a drastic restriction on gun rights in America. Baylor University and the Children's Defense Fund have teamed up to create a summer literacy program for young children. The report claims that this camp utilizes materials from the left-wing Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, which has been heavily criticized for its unfair labeling of mainstream political figures such as Ion Hersiali as extremists. Baylor University claims that student attendees at the camp were taught about issues such as healthcare and gun violence. During their time in Austin, the students were presented topics surrounding issues that affect children and voted on which were most important to them, which were education, healthcare and gun violence, a Baylor University blog post read. Students were then assigned essays to write on the topic they cared for the most. The Children's Defense Fund has a petition on its website entitled Commit to End Gun Violence, which directly calls for restrictions on gun access in America. Grant Hillman, vice chairman of Baylor Young Conservatives of Texas, expressed his concern in a comment to the College Fix, arguing that it is inappropriate for Baylor, a Christian institution, to embrace leftist values. It is surprising that a university that self-identifies as Christian would be directly participating in teaching young children values that are so clearly contradictory of those in the Bible. Furthermore, the reading materials in this program are undeniably political. My left-leaning public school in California wasn't even this bad, Hillman said in a short comment. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more campus updates.